Because I consider it a week to remember and honor the military in many, many ways. The people who are currently serving and the people who served in the past. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Speaking of the military, boy, it's the U.S. Marines coming to the aid of so many in the Philippines. They land, of course, often at some of the worst hard-hit areas in the Philippines, bringing all that much-needed water, as you can imagine, generators, anything critical, to helping people survive this deadly typhoon that they think might have killed up to 10,000 people. The official confirmed dead list is 1,774, but they fear that it's much, much higher than that after the super typhoon. The disaster caught people maybe even a little bit off guard, knowing that it was a big storm, but not perhaps realizing just what the devastation was going to be like. And even when it comes to trying to find the people who perished, that in itself has become an incredible task, needing even the most basic things like body bags. Can you imagine? They need 10,000 body bags. You have kids that are dousing themselves with whatever water they can find, filling up plastic cups, jugs, anything, their hands, whatever it is, because they're very worried that they need the water to survive, but they need the water to clean themselves off. They say that the streets, some of what you see in the streets is just awful, just filled with death and absolute destruction and houses that are demolished and wooden debris everywhere that the eye can see. It's frightening. It's, the wind was so strong and the houses were ripped immediately off the roofs. It and even the bamboo is so light and whatnot that this is what remains in the streets, and it's a desperate situation. You think of the Philippines, you look at a map, you see the islands, and you can definitely realize how vulnerable they were, and as you can imagine, what that destruction, you know, must look like. The good news is a lot of people are on their way to help the people who are shocked by the devastation, with bodies everywhere, the exposure to that hot burning sun, and the pileup that remains, and the health risk, because then that becomes an amazing health risk because of the survivors that are there and the amount of, frankly, no way to sugarcoat it, dead people that they're stepping over, that they're trying to, you know, absolutely remove. So the Marines, huge in what they're trying to do in the Philippines. So many humanitarian organizations trying to chip away at what is just an awful, awful situation. So it is Veterans Day, as I said. Veterans Week to me. And coming up the rest of this show, we're going to talk to veterans throughout, during each hour. And what incredible stories we're going to be able to share with you with some of these amazing Green Berets. When you think of the Green Berets and imagine some of the places that special forces, such as they are, where they were dumped into, some of the hellish situations, and when they were dumped off and then eventually picked up, because really that's the goal of what the Marines are, is they get into these hairy situations and they help the people wherever it is. And often they're there for 4, 5, 6 months, maybe even more than that, but without anybody even coming back. And these stories that you're about to hear throughout the show are, to me, just amazing. Are these really heroic people. The first one we'll talk to this hour is Tyler Garner, who is somebody who served for over 8 years, and he was a special forces guy who learned Mandarin Chinese and deployed in Iraq, the Philippines. He talks about the Philippines, Afghanistan, and now is on an interesting path because of what he learned in the Army and as a Special Forces communications sergeant. And then in our next hour, we're going to talk to the CEO of the Macklin Group, but a guy who spent 21 years in service, but 18 of those with the Green Berets. And wait till you hear his stories. Make the hair on your arms stand up. Talks about being in El Salvador and Kosovo, really the first to arrive in Kosovo, and what that was like. And then we talked to Jen Paquette in the hour following that, and she's the Foundation Executive Director of the Green Beret Foundation. And she talks about what happens when people come back and they're missing limbs and they're going through the system and there's a lot of holes or gaps in the system, and what the families go through and what the soldiers themselves go through, who, even missing limbs, wake up and what is the first thing many of you know this who serve they want to do? They want to go back. When are they going back? Can they go back? How soon can they get there? And then trying to calm them down and put them on a different path. And she talks about her husband, who was traumatically wounded because of an IED, and what it was like for her family to go through that, and ultimately what led to a foundation that now has helped hundreds of families, and they hope to keep continuing helping a lot more. So that's part of Veterans Day, Veterans Week for us. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a couple of other things related to the military, and certainly fill in the blanks with some other things too along the way. The buzz in the backyard, as I say, America tonight is about where the roads lead for many of us. And I think the roads still continue to be over health care, whether people have no idea what the health care situation is and they're just panicked beyond belief. And, it's that idea of I'm afraid to look and open my eyes because of what I keep hearing from other people. And then there are those who are venturing out and trying to figure out what it means for their family, and they're still confused. And healthcare.gov is on the path to having its problems eradicated, but there's still a lot of problems with the website that's prompted daily updates from Washington as to what they're doing and how it's working, and ultimately, when is the whole thing going to be completely fixed? The date is still the end of November at this point, still the end of November. So stay with us as we walk down a couple of different roads here on this hour of America Tonight. By the way, if you want to throw in your two cents, how is Obamacare helping you? I say this, is it a situation where actually your health care is better? Is your health care better, worse, or you have absolutely no idea? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Stay with us. I'm climbing the wall. I promise I'll meet you on the other side. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. And I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. And there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man. But you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Tonight we're talking about the devastation of what's happened thanks to this super typhoon that swept through the Philippines. You think of the country, it's got more than 92 million people, and I mean that's across all of the islands, but in particular the central islands have been hurt the worst. The cleanup is happening and there are a lot of people that are trying to do whatever they can to help the people in many, many, many different ways. And be on the lookout for that, whether it's simply donating to the Red Cross or doing something else that can help to come to the aid of some people who desperately need as much help as they can possibly get. Some people would say that's exactly where we are as far as healthcare is concerned. We're going to be desperate and we're going to be in a meltdown situation. And that's why the so many people are closely paying attention to what's happening with some companies and the turnover with their healthcare. And what's happened mostly here in America tonight, because we've asked you to tell us your stories, either to give us a call at 855-266-2283 or just to send us a little thing about what's happening with your family. And I got one from Al, who listens to us in the great state of Illinois. And Al said, Kate, I've been listening to you for the past couple of weeks, and some of the people calling in to talk about Obamacare, and I have to tell you that you say either people who think it's a good deal or people who think it's a bad deal or really are just kind of in the middle and not sure what's going to happen. For me, actually, the healthcare situation right now is going to be better because my company provides pretty decent healthcare, and there are some added benefits now with wellness and whatnot, even with gym memberships that we're getting 20% off, and they say it's tied to the Affordable Health Care Act. Of course, I work for a very, very big company where there are over 600 people, and perhaps because there are so many of us, that helps on what is the premiums and ultimately what our deductible, I suppose, would be. But I do have some friends that are in a different situation where they're getting squeezed because they're just there in the middle, as what you're talking about, and they don't work for a big corporation. In fact, some of them have their own shops, and I guess it may be the individual business owner who probably will bear the brunt of this, don't you think? I think that's it. I think it's what I said. There is an individual thing. It depends on where you're at. I mean, it is scary. There's no question about it, because I think there have been a lot of problems with, one, how they rolled it out, two, how they really shoved it down everybody's throat instead of trying to get people on board. It would have even been better. I think it would have been better to have a vote across the board, because to me, it's always, if you let the people vote and then it's voted in, if you bring it to a vote of the people, then you can say, listen, this is, the voters were heard. This is how the voters voted. So you can always go back to that and say, you had a stake in this. You had a say in this. If you didn't go out and vote, it's your fault. If you didn't pay attention to what was going on, it's your fault. If I were a politician, boy, I would try as much, as often as I could, is to try to bring the initiatives to the people. And that was part of the problem of this. But you can't go back and live in a bubble and keep swinging back to the past. So here's an example about 49,000 people, they say, have been enrolled so far in plans through 12 state-run insurance exchanges at this point, and a nationwide total is going to be, as you know, released this week. But the concern is it's not going to be very high. That's why you're already hearing that from the administration, because of the problems with the website. They probably are not going to see it as high of a total as they thought. They, at this point, though, it doesn't include California, which is the biggest state, the most populous one anyway, Massachusetts or Oregon. And then, of course, what about the people who are enrolled strictly through the federal website? That's the numbers that are being released that count for 36 states. So enrollment through November 10th represents that 49,000, over 49,000 barely, represents 3% of the 1.4 million people projected to sign up in those states by the end of 2014, the 12 state-run insurance exchanges. So the number for October, you know, is going to be low. And what some of the healthcare exchanges are saying is that they're aggressively marketing to try to get people to know that they're even there, because there's confusion over that. They're not finding the exchanges in some cases. For example, in New York, New York's exchange, they've got 13,000 people enrolled in plans from October 1st through November 10th. And that's the highest number of people who have enrolled among all those states, the 12 states, plus Washington, D.C., also shared its information. And Washington State, by the way, so New York had 13,300. The second highest was Washington State. I know there's people listening to us in Washington State. They had 7,300. And, you know, the exchanges were created so that people could shop for the private health insurance with government subsidies helping them. That was a core piece of the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act that kicked in 2010. So 800,000 was the target for the first 2 months. And the projection was that at least 7 million people would be enrolled through 2014. And at this point, it's a struggle because of people trying to figure out a way to sign up, or confused by the whole thing, or concerned about the whole thing, because if you go on the exchanges, you're still that subsidy promise. That's a promise. You're waiting for to make sure that there's enough healthy people on the exchange so that your premium is not going to be sky high. Therefore, I think a lot of people are also buying, as they have in the past, buying health insurance, like Al's saying about his friends. They're buying health insurance directly versus trying to shop on an exchange because it might not work for them because of what the mystery number is that they could have to pay. That's the frightening thing. What are they going to ultimately have to pay for the health care that they're getting through the exchange? What's the premium going to be like? And some of those questions can't be answered. And the reason they can't be answered is because they don't know at this point. How many are, the more people that are signing up, the better. If you have those on the side of being more healthy. Because the other side of it is that you have people that are going to be sick, and that's not going to balance out correctly. And this is one of the more complicated things about the exchanges, and one of the things that I think will push some people in a much different direction. All right, I mentioned that this was Veterans Week here on America Tonight, and we're going to talk to some interesting people along the way, and that includes our next guest coming up, who actually spent time in the Philippines and certainly feels for what he sees that the people are going through there. And this is just the tip of the iceberg at this point with the Philippines, because there's still so much we're not sure about there, just trying to get as much water as possible. Imagine if there's 10,000, that number's true, and you've got over 10,000 people dead. You got to remove those bodies. And you've got to get clean water to as many people as possible. So stay with us. You'll enjoy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help
immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pretend that I don't love you. You could never pretend that I'm your man. That's exactly the way that I want it. It's exactly the way that I am. And you call me in the morning with your trouble, taking it downtown every night. I could never face a star bad night, but got my hands on the ground and you know I'm right. You wait so long. You wait so long.
Today we're talking to lots of different veterans, people who have served in many different capacities here on America Tonight. Really thrilled to do that. In our virtual green room, coming to us from the Tampa, Florida area, St. Petersburg, you know how I feel about that with my family there, is Tyler Garner, and he's originally from Metropolis, Illinois. He spent over 8 years in the Army. Now check this out. He was a Special Forces Communications Sergeant on an ODA in the first Special Forces group with Mandarin Chinese as his assigned language. Can you imagine? So deployments, Iraq, Philippines, Afghanistan. Tyler, thanks for your service and thanks for joining us on ATN.
Well, thank you, Kate. I appreciate the warm welcome.
So let me ask you this. You see what's happened with this typhoon in the Philippines. Boy, that has to be kind of close to your heart. You spent time there. I tried to explain this on the air, but, boy, those islands were certainly vulnerable. It's tough to see what's happening with those people, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really rough. And in our job, we really get close with people. I've actually got a godson over there. We went to baptism and everything. I haven't received any contact with the family yet to see how they're doing, but I'm sure they're doing all right because he's one of the captains in the military over there.
Yeah, so hopefully, and certainly our troops are there and they're giving as much aid as they possibly can, of course. And that's true. What you said, you get close to the people in places where you're deployed. I think that there's a disconnect with people who haven't served and people who served, where they don't realize, well, what's really happening in Afghanistan or the Philippines or those kinds of places? In every place where I mentioned where you're deployed, did you find that you got to know some of the people?
Oh, very much so. We usually work with our counterparts very closely. They're either, you know, staying on our compounds or we're sharing meals at the end of the day. They're learning English, we're learning their language, and it's really a cultural breakdown that we all share. It's we create like a brotherhood between our guys.
Yeah. How, of all those assignments, was there one special moment where you just knew you did something, you were involved in something that you felt made such a difference for somebody in any one of the places we mentioned?
Yeah, something really great that we did was in the Philippines. We saw over 600 people one day in a medical capabilities thing, and we were brought in all the dentists. We were doing root canals, all kinds of things, and handing out medication, and just looking out for the general populace.
How nice. I'm sure they appreciated that. I mentioned you speak Mandarin Chinese. How hard was that to learn? I think it would be incredibly tough.
Well, you actually have to take a placement test, Kate, and that involves this weird random language, and of which I evidently should not even be speaking English because I failed it so miserably. Somehow I got one of the hardest languages they had and passed it because I wanted to.
And are you trying to keep up with it? Are you still in the game when it comes to Chinese?
Yes, and I'm trying to wrap that in with a international business and entrepreneurship degree.
Yeah. I say this, too, as my husband served in the military, and one of the great benefits that he got is that he was able to use a lot of that for schooling, was able to get a bachelor's, complete his bachelor's in aeronautics. And what's the goal for you? Because obviously you're able to do the same thing and use some of what you put into the military towards your education. So you said this about using the language and whatnot. What is your overall goal, do you think, Tyler?
Well, I believe my overall goal is it actually correlates with a lot of other veterans getting out. You don't really know. You just pick an avenue and you go with it. This is something that kind of struck me as it's close to what I was doing while I was in. So building these relationships in a foreign atmosphere. And guys will get out and move to states. Something I'd like to touch on, if you don't mind, is the fact that people don't know that they need to have a residency in a state that they're moving to. Otherwise, you get stuck with a year of tuition costs, fees upwards of $6,000 or more dollars that you're going to have to shell out if you want to continue your education and do something immediately after getting out. But we just pick an avenue and go with it, and this seemed to be the best route for me.
So for you, when you looked around, Tampa or that St. Petersburg area was perfect because of the college?
Well, it was somewhere nice and sunny. I mean, honestly, looking at it now, why not? You know, it's 81 down there. It's 50 in New York right now. And I like it down there. So the colleges, I started looking into the degree programs, completing an AA right now at St. Petersburg College, and then hopefully transferring over to the international business program at University of Tampa.
Yeah. Going back to your service, it's terrific that you're able to do that, and you see your path. Like you said, you pick a lane. When you started this odyssey, when you first jumped into the military, when you first started with the Army, and then you were a Special Forces Communication Sergeant, would you have thought that you would have been to the places that you've been and have been involved in some of the assignments you were involved in?
Oh, no. You always look back to that at that moment in time where you're scared getting off the what they call the cattle truck, and all the drill sergeants are yelling at you, and you're making that thought process comes through your head of why am I getting yelled at right now? Because it's a shock culture, is what it is. It happens. But now that I look through it, and you realize that you've done so much more than what the people who have just went straight through college. You've experienced life in all these other cultures, and you look back at it and you say, "Wow, I would have never thought that I would have done any of this." But it's just how it goes, I guess.
Yeah. Are you still friendly with a lot of the guys that you serve with?
Oh, very much so. Actually, heading out to visit a few buddies to go snowboarding this winter.
Oh, good for you. Snowboarding, that sounds like a lot of fun. The with the specific assignment that you did, when you started and then, of course, you were deployed in Iraq and you see where Iraq is now, do you keep a close eye on what's happening with that country? Because, of course, what many of us feared is that Iraq would be hurled back into some sort of different chaos because of the religious factions there and just the thousands of years of the culture, very tough to break that. But you had to be proud of some of the things you were able to do in Iraq. So do you keep an eye on what's happening there because you have an interest in it?
I keep more of an eye, honestly, on Afghanistan and our current conflict because I still have friends over there, and it's a lot easier for me to access that data that's on hand immediately. Iraq, being in the regular army, I didn't see as much of the close relationships that I found in Afghanistan with the interpreters and other people that I met. But yes, I do still keep a close eye on those countries of interest with conflict. Yeah. But I'm really not sure how the Sunnis and Shias actually are still interacting up in Iraq.
Yeah. The from Iraq to Afghanistan, now we're, of course, 2014 is when most everyone is being pulled out of that situation. Of course, several left behind, I'll say, you know, hundreds, maybe up to 1,000, just as we make the transition. Do you think that's a good thing, the timing after the years that we invested in Afghanistan? And, of course, your friends are involved in this, so they would be coming back. Everybody would be back as well.
Well, I know they keep saying, they keep harping on that everybody's going to be coming back. But Special Forces soldiers were the first in, and I can guarantee you they'll end up being the last ones out. And like to say something about all the families that are struggling today because the operations tempo is so high. And these guys have been deployed ever since the start of this. They're first ones in, all the way down to what's being forgotten today is even the horse soldier statue up here in New York. You can see people, there's tourists taking pictures of it, but Americans don't even know that actually represents down there at Ground Zero the guys who rode in on horseback and initially met up with Karzai.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good point. That's what I think. I think there's definitely a disconnect between what's happening today and people who are not connected to the military, while they appreciate the service and hear the stories and may know of somebody. If the family isn't directly involved, a lot of times they don't realize some of the things that are happening. You know, one thing that has happened, and we've had many people on the show to talk about this, Tyler, is we're starting to see that there's better coverage as far as guys coming back who sadly have lost limbs or the psychological damage. Did you see that among some of your comrades over there, how tough it was?
Oh, yes, and I know them, many of them very closely today. That's what's really good about the group that I've been working in with is the Green Beret Foundation and everything that they've been doing, which includes the hyperbaric oxygen therapy where the VA leaves off. They come in and help these guys with traumatic brain injuries. It's been noted to help guys with this injury. And not only that, even in vitro fertilization for the Green Berets so they can still have children. They're doing amazing things, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, good for you. We're going to talk to, actually, the Green Beret Foundation Executive Director a little bit later in the show. Tyler Garner, once again, good luck with everything that's going on in your world. We appreciate your service, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
All right, well, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you later, Kate. Thanks.
Thanks, Tyler. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Feel it, even today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of meat.
It's a mixture of conversation here on Veterans Week on America Tonight. Just heard that convo with Tyler. What a great guy. Interesting story, too, how he's moved forward and what he's using with his experience and how he's applying it. It's interesting because somebody alerted me to this when we were also talking about Obamacare, that the military is kind of in a quandary with the provision. And one of the key things that's happening as far as troops are concerned is one of the benefits that we keep hearing about with the health care overhaul is that one provision that allows parents to keep their adult kids on their health insurance until 26, but it's not extended to members of the military. What's happened is, and we're talking about active duty, retired military, and their families, it only covers young adults up until age 21 or 23 if they are enrolled full-time in college. Because TRICARE is the Department of Defense's program that gives them health coverage, the health coverage to what I mentioned, the retired military and their families, and also active duty members. So what happens is the TRICARE folks then can buy a plan for the young adult dependents, is what it says. If you go to their website, you see that. However, there is a problem here. They're assuming the people that are in the military, they're assuming that they can add the 21-year-olds or the 22-year-olds or any of that, but they can't do it. It's not possible because the plan doesn't allow that. So it means that thousands of retirees are going to be hit by this, I suppose, over time, the retirees and others that are trying to do that. And they say the reason that it hasn't been extended to military family is that the rates in this TRICARE are low because they're subsidized by U.S. taxpayers. So that means that adult kids couldn't be covered because they would have to have the reduced rates. To have the reduced rates, there would have to be, they couldn't offer that. So there's something that now all of a sudden is happening that these people had no idea about, assuming, you know, how it is figuring at 21, they're struggling, that kind of thing. So they're trying to put their kids on, hey, this is promised, and they can't do it. Because it would make it unaffordable and it would crash TRICARE. So who knew that this was one of the things? And see, there's these little revelations that are starting to hit people that we keep saying they weren't aware of. And that's why I harp on this. It's what's your individual situation? We want to hear what that is so that we get the facts, so that we find out what are the hidden bumps that are happening that we just don't know right now as this is all rolling out. And the individual mandate, remember, the fine period is at the end of March. So just like Al did, send me what your current situation is at americatonight.net, or you can always call us during the show, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And so certainly for some people, when we're talking about Veterans Week and military not being able to take advantage of it, boy, that would be pretty tough because now you're going to have to shop. Well, I guess in some cases, depending on what state you're in, you'd have to shop through maybe those exchanges. And maybe this is part of the whole thing there, because there is the push to how do we get more healthy young people involved in this. And speaking of the chaos and the confusion and all of that, Republicans say they're not giving up the fight to do something about these problems that are now starting to come out with the health care law, things that people weren't aware of. So the House Energy and Commerce Committee has a bill that they're pushing forward. They hope to have a vote on by Friday that really is kind of tied to the president's apology last week for assuring the American people that they could stay on their health insurance if they liked it. So a vote is scheduled to happen by the end of the week, and it coincides with the, of course, what's happening with the attacks on the rollout last month of the Obamacare website, healthcare.gov, and that's, you know, it's like raw meat to the lions with the Republicans. So Congress returns on Tuesday from the holiday weekend, and one of the big battles is going to shift to this House Republican bill that would say to Americans, hey, you can keep your health plans. And we'll see what the vote is there. We're going to assume with the House and the numbers that if probably that vote goes through, but what does it mean? Because then you have the situation with the Senate, so probably it's more conversation than anything else at this point. But the Energy Committee Chair, Fred Upton, says that, you know, we're going to try to get some support, as much as possible, to get some Democratic support for this bill. Because if the president is serious about offering relief to Americans whose plans are being canceled, then he should support the Keep Your Health Plan Act and call for bipartisan legislative action, which so far there has been nothing like that that's come out of the White House, the apology and saying that it's a better health care plan, and if you see it, then you'll understand it. But the Republicans aren't giving up on that. And also a proposal to delay the mandate that you have to get insurance. to try to push that even further past March, to not have the deadline March, to have it, you know, roll out for the entire year, just take it off the books and don't even go in that direction, because there are so many people that are learning that they're having one problem after another that they can't seem to get around. And when we talk about Democrats who are trying to change the law, especially a few senators that are out there, because they're in that re-election category, Mary Landrieu is one of them from Louisiana. Kay Hagan is another one from North Carolina. Conservative groups are spending millions of dollars to show those senators that voters are not supporting what's happening now with health care. So Landrieu introduced a bill last week that's similar to the one I'm talking about in the House that would allow Americans to keep their existing health plans. And what she's saying is, when we passed the Affordable Care Act, we did it with the intention that if you liked your health plan, you could keep it. And she's saying a promise was made that, and this legislation would ensure that it's kept. And she's saying over and over again, she's running, that it isn't perfect, but she's willing to work with anyone who wants to improve it. So they're looking for more support in that direction from not just the obvious conservative groups, but some of the Democrats who are absolutely preaching that they're not on board with that Obamacare clause because of what's happened with people who are having problems with flipping over their health care and getting something that's affordable or close to what they had before. Because it really truly is, for a lot of people, it's the sticker shock of the premium, of what you have to pay for the premium. If there are other things in the health care plan that are good, that's one thing. But if it's some added addition to what it'll include, but if it costs them that much more, it's not within their budget. And see, remember, we know how to budget, unlike the people who run the government. So the budget to most Americans is really, really important, because they can't bust the budget. Therefore, they wouldn't be able to afford it. All right. Once again, thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.